Blog Talk Radio.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focused on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back here on Jared, the Boss Man Show. We're joined by our new coach of the North Dakota Fighting Hawks, Coach Paul Scott, here on the Boss Man Show. Coach, how did it go up North Dakota, man?
Yeah, it's great, man. It's awesome. You know, you get to, this time of year, there's not a better place to be. Right? We got sun out, it's nice. And, you know, people enjoy being outside this time of year because we're getting all that snow.
I hear that, Coach. Let me ask you come there for a guy. I mean, I'm from Florida. I live in Georgia. How would you recruit me to come to North Dakota, man? How would you get me up there? I know I like it hot and humid down here.
No, gym's always warm. I mean, I think what you love about this area and these kind of regions is the quality. The people are amazing, and the support you get's amazing. I think always recruiting, you start regionally. I think that's where you start, because I do think it's tough. I do think it's tough to be pulling kids up from Georgia or Florida or what have you. It doesn't mean it can't happen. I think there's opportunities. But a lot of times, I think it starts regionally, because these kids are a little bit more they're a little more ready for this kind of weather, because it does get a little chilly here in the winter, no doubt.
And also, Coach, getting to North Dakota, man, you're in a great conference, the Summit League. It's good quality basketball. It's South Dakota State. Has been good for years. South Dakota's coming up as well. Coach Jones previously had them in the tournament in North Dakota. So I feel like getting this gig, you're getting in a prime position I kind of own that Dakota's, Iowa, Nebraska area, and getting good talent to come play for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great league. And I think up and down this in the Dakotas here with SDSU and USC and what they've done, Omaha's, you know, kind of built themselves into a you know, great situation there as well. North Dakota State won it last year in the tournament. So, you know, Coach Jones in the Big Sky was able to win that conference and get to a tournament. And now moving to the Summit League, I do think it's a little bit different. We're reuniting a lot of these old rivalries, which I think is awesome. I mean, the old North Central days, North Dakota used to be in the same conference with all these schools. And I think that helps a lot. It helps a lot with this region and just being familiar with our opponents. And I mean, listen, I think anytime I was at Northern State, a Division II school in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and we're just a little bit off the beaten path there as well, right? But I think you just got to get out and you got to work, man. You got to grind. You got to find those kids that really kind of fit the university, your style of play, and really want to be here for all the right reasons. And I think when you have that and you got a group that loves to compete, it's amazing that some of the special things you can accomplish. And, you know, I'm just getting to know these guys right now. We got a lot of work to do, but we got an opportunity to still bring in two more guys. And I think we've got a good senior class. We've got some good young guys. And, you know, if you can add the right few pieces, you know, I think there's an opportunity in this league to have some success right away.
And, Coach, I know you got the job kind of very late compared to other coaches that got their jobs in April and May. So what are you doing with the team kind of they get to know you more, kind of get a build a rapport, those guys say trust you, and kind of get some guys to know, I chose you guys. I want to coach you guys. I didn't recruit you. I want to coach you now going forward.
Yeah, it takes time, right? I mean, at the end, we get some time with these guys in the summer. We're a little bit limited on time, but you can also just talk with them, be around them, spend some time with them, get to know them, you know, kind of find out just a lot more about them so they know that you're taking an interest in them. That's huge. But also getting on the floor. We get 4 hours a week with these guys right now, and, you know, I want to get on the floor and kind of start with them, get out there and kind of help them any way we can. A lot of this, for me, I'm learning. A lot of these guys I haven't seen play that much. I've seen them on film. But I'm getting a chance to get out and learn their game and kind of learn how they play and then just kind of see how everything fits together. But literally, it's just been about a week. So we got a little bit more time to do that. And in the meantime, I'm recruiting them. In the meantime, I'm recruiting the guys. We've got to add. So there's a lot of work to do.
And I think it's your school coach. You can get guys any way you want, so whether it be a high school or a senior. You can get you a JUCO guy. You can get you an international guy. You can get you a prep school guy or a grad transfer or a transfer that needs to sit one and play one, two, or three for you.
Yeah, you got options. You know, the whole transfer portal thing opens up some different options. Everything's a lot more open and out there, less secrets. So, yeah, you got opportunities with that. There's still some kids, especially you mentioned prep. There's going to be some kids, obviously, that are in prep school. Foreign guys, a lot of these international kids are making decisions maybe right now or in the next month. You know, maybe I want to go play. And so I think you've got to be ready to go a lot of different directions right now. I think as time goes on, I want to really try to recruit this region about as good as we can and put our focus with that. And then kind of branch out as needed, but right now with two to get, we've got to make sure we get out and find. It doesn't matter where they're from. It's just finding someone that kind of really fits what we're looking for and what our needs are, and that's our main goal. And it kind of fits just our philosophy and how we do things. And so, you know, not easy, man. It's a short period of time to get to know somebody that you might be coaching for 3 or 4 years.
You got there right, Coach, and also you got to be happy with the administration stepping up to the plate to bring you in, also give you guys resources to be successful, because in college athletics, if you don't have the administration behind you, giving the resources you need to be successful, it can be very tough for a coach. So knowing they stepped up to design you, going to give you a good pool for your assistants as well, also help you guys for recruiting budgets, all kind of good stuff. You got to be happy about that going forward.
Hey, listen, one of the biggest reasons I think you make a move like this is because of the support you get from the administration. And Bill James has really shown here as an administrator that support. And, you know, I think just from a facility standpoint and community support and everything else, I mean, this is a great place to be. You know, they really They love the University of North Dakota here, and it's an awesome time to be here. There's a lot of positive things going on, and I'm really excited about this opportunity and to see what we can do.
And North Dakota does not fire coaches, obviously, because you're the fourth coach in 50 years for men's basketball, so it tells me job security as well, too, for you, Coach.
No. I guess it shows a little bit of how nice it is to be here, right? I think quality of life, I think raising family, I think the opportunity to be around a lot of great people. I think there's a lot of things about a place like this that makes this very desirable, and I think that's probably why you see, you know, there just hasn't been a lot of turnover here over the years.
And, Coach, when people watch your team play this year, what do you want them to take away from seeing you guys play each night out every time you take the court? Because I know you want them to see you play hard, say play with passion, play together. What are you trying to get people to see about your team each night when they see you guys play? Because that's very important to a coach, how your team shows themselves every night.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of cliche to say I want them to play hard and play smart, play together, all those kind of things. I think the things with our teams is you hopefully see a group of guys that are united. You see a group of guys that solve the problems. You see a group of guys that have quick huddles, that communicate. You see a group of guys that are willing to make the extra pass or make the defensive play as needed to help the team. I mean, there's a lot of things that kind of go into being a great team. And, man, they just don't happen overnight. A lot of this comes with trust, and a lot of it comes with trusted teammates, and a lot of it comes with total buy-in to letting yourself go and how can I help? How can I help this team? How can I help this program? And when you have that kind of buy-in, it's amazing the things you can accomplish. And that's our goal as a coach is to you know, this is their team. And I mean, this isn't about me as a coach. This is about our team and our program and these guys, because it's their opportunity to kind of create that team and create that identity. And it's just fun to be part of something like this. And, it's, you know, our job as coaches is to direct it and help them and lead them and this and that. But the more ownership they show, the more success they'll have. And that's something that you got to really try to get out of any kind of team or organization.
And, Coach, non-conference scheduling-wise, I know you got to play some guarantee games and raise money for the university, but beyond those guarantee games, how do you see yourself putting together a schedule for your team going forward?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot about that. I walk into a situation where a lot of the scheduling was done. There's a few games and we can still have a home game. I think there's still one guarantee game we're trying to get finalized. You know, we're going to do the MTV event, multiple team event down there in Florida Gulf Coast. We got some stuff going on there. We're going to have some other games set up. So there's a lot going on. There's some moving parts still. And those are things that we're still trying to finalize, but that gets a little bit complicated, you know. There's no question, especially when your team, when your league. I think we're playing 16 league games, so that leaves a lot of games to still schedule. And we're not fully done; we're still looking, but we're getting there.
Now, Coach, I'm curious to know the difference between D1 and D2 coaching. So if you could share with us, what's the difference between coaching in D2 versus coaching in D1 now that you're learning as you go about the D1 style of coaching, your D4s, all things you have to do on the sports scheduling, scholarships. What's the difference between D2 and D1, Coach?
Well, I think D2, you, as a head coach, you got an assistant coach a lot of times and maybe a GA. Whereas a Division I staff, you got a bigger staff, more people. So, the trick a little bit is the delegation aspect and stuff without taking yourself out of what you need to make sure you're doing relationship with your players. And that's going to be something that's new for me. As far as philosophy and coaching style and those things, where I came from, it was a big deal. We led Division II in attendance for like 12 years in a row. And so I think we've been at a place where it's important, where there's a lot of other things going on around you that you kind of need to manage. And I think here it's going to be very similar, where you get great support. There's things going on you got to manage. But in the meantime, you got to keep the focus on your team and how can we improve and get better. But, no, I mean, I would like to think there isn't a lot of differences, but there's going to be some. There's no doubt. And I'm going to learn because I don't know what it's necessarily like being a D1 head coach. I've been a Division I assistant, but this is the first time I've been a Division I head coach. But I got 14 years of head coaching experience I'm going to lean on. I got, a great staff, and we're working on kind of finalizing and building. Those are things that we'll all do together and learn together as we go a little bit.
Last one I got for you, Coach. Who are some coaches really helped you mold you as the person you are today for us in the coaching profession? Because I know there's some guys really inspired you to really be the good man you are today.
You know, I've been really lucky that way, and I'm not one to just drop names and stuff. But I mean, I was a high school coach out in City, Nebraska, and that's when I met Greg McDermott for the first time, and he hired me out as a graduate assistant at Wayne State. That would have been when Dougie McDermott would just been about knee high or about waist high. And I got a chance to work with him. The guy that I had played for hired me back as his assistant, Coach Olson. I mean, Coach Olson took Northern State to an Elite Eight on about five or six scholarships back in 1998. And then from there, I had a chance to work with Don Meyer, who's kind of a Hall of Fame coaching legend. He was at Lipscomb University for a lot of years. I was with him for five more years at Northern State as an assistant. And then at the University of Colorado, I got to learn from a guy like Ricardo Patton. And that staff, Paul Graham from Washington, he was a head coach at Washington State, but was also at Oklahoma State. Jason Sheldon, who was on Rick Majerus' staff at Utah. I mean, you get a chance to learn from a lot of people, and sometimes it's great what you're learning. Sometimes you learn what not to do, but you learn. And so I've been really blessed that way and just the guys that I've had a chance to work with as assistants and on our staff over the years. Oh, man, you always got opportunities to learn, and I've been pretty blessed that way.
Now, Coach, you know, Coach Meyer, my mother went to Lipscomb, so she lives in Nashville, so I got to go to Coach Meyer's camp as a kid. So it's funny you mentioned Coach Meyer. He's a great guy. I loved going to his camps when I was a young man. So I got to really learn from great coaches as a young man going to different camps. My mom made sure that I was in a football camp or basketball camp all summer long.
Yeah, no, he was something else, and he was quite a guy to learn from. And I got to work those camps for about 5 years. So I think that was about 6 weeks of camp. And, I mean, you get in the gym in June, and you leave in the end of July, and you pretty much spent your all summer coaching camps. So, I mean, he loved it. He was a special guy.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach Sather, congratulations on your gig, first of all. Thanks for coming on the show. Let's talk to you again down the road, Coach. And anything we do to help you out down here in Atlanta, let us know, because when there are guys who need opportunity, we'd love to probably come play for you guys up there and help your program grow and build and sustain.
Hey, it sounds great. I really appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, Coach. Have a great day, man. Talk to you real soon.
All right. Sounds good, JR. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all five tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my jeans might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.